Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Lamed Aleph in the Oizvador edition, Perek Shlishi Halacha Vav. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Oimer Karka Beis Roiva Chayeves BePeo. Rabbi Lezer says that in order to be Chayev Peo, you need to have a minimum amount of a land, and it needs to be the size of Beis Roiva. Rabbi Chaim says over here that's 10 amos on 10 amos and a half. Rabbi Shua Oimer Beoise Saasai. If it brings out a tool the size of 2 seis, then that's the land that is obligated to pay. And the Shneis Eliyahu, the Vilna Gaon, points out over here that Rabbi Yeshua is a smaller amount than Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar goes based on the amount you plant. Rabbi Yeshua goes based on the amount you harvest. So when you harvest, you have much more than the actual seeds that are being planted. Rabbi Tavan Oimer, Shisho al Shisho Tvachim. 6 by 6 tvachim, that's the size of a minimum land that's obligated to pay. He says it needs to be enough that you can hold on to the grain and be koitzer it, harvest it, and then you'll still have more to be koitzer after that, as we'll see in a moment in the Gemara. The halacha kedvar halacha is like Yeshua ben Maseiro. Says the Gemara about time and Rabbi Elazar says it needs to be based roiva. Neymar kan sotcho. It says sotcho bepeo. Neymar bekilaim sotcho. It says sotcho regarding kilaim. Ma sotcho shneymar le'olon beisroiva. Afkan beisroiva. The same bekilaim is beisroiva. Also peyo is beisroiva. And as the Mefarshim explain, because the minimum sode, when he says sode, it means a beisroiva. Question by peyo, do you need a sode or not? So you learn from kilaim that the size of peyo that's obligated needs to be what's considered to be a sode. Says the one, my time with Rabbi Yeshua. What's the reason Rabbi Yeshua that it says Beis Hasai? Neymar kan sotcho, neymar le'olon, v'shechachto oimer basode. It says regarding shechicho also sode. Masode sheneymar le'olon shtayim, afkan shtayim. I was the gusa here on the side. Later we talk about oimer, talk about shtei seyos, sasayim. So here we're talking about, that's the size of a field that's obligated in peyo, and needs to have enough to produce sasayim. And later in the Masechta, we're going to know how you know this is the shear of Shechecho. My time in the Rabbi Tafra, what's Rabbi Tafra's Shita that says 6 by 6 Tochim? Says the Gemara, Shisho me Arugo, you learn from Arugo. Which means the size of a garden that you learn by Kilayim. By Kilayim, we have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that Arugo in a certain size, which is 6 by 6, you can plant 5 different seeds. So you see that we talked about Kilayim regarding a certain size. That's the size we're referring to when we talk about the minimum garden. And that's why we talk about by Peah, also the minimum garden, the minimum field, supposed to be a size of 6 by 6. More brings up Shuvim and say, why you make it delik tzoy v'lish tois v'aloch kedvarav, you need to be able to harvest twice. It says more, maktziucho kedecha koitzri, or I feel koshu. What does it mean that you're able to do it twice? It means the normal way of harvesting, a person takes all with meloya kaf in the first full hand. He fills up his hand with a grain, and then he harvests that, and then you have enough to do it again. Or if shot is, if you have even a minimal amount, as long as a person can cut it twice, there's enough to cut it twice, so then you will be chayav peah, which is a very small amount. Says the Gemara, mima dechtiv shaloi mile kipo kotzer v'chitzroi ma'amer. This is a pasuk at Tehillim, talking about a klala. What's a klala? A curse is when you don't have enough, when you harvest, to fill up your hand with what you're cutting. So that's a klala. You see, from here, we're not talking about a regular harvest. You need to be able to fill your hand with what you're cutting. So a person fills his hand and then cuts it, and then you still have what to cut below it. That means you have leftover after you harvest. The idea of peye is leave the leftover for the poor. So you do ktsira, you harvest, and if you have leftover, you leave it to the ani. How do you have leftover? After you do a normal ktsira, you have something left over, that is what's obligated in peyo, and that's what you have to have, liktsoy v'lishtos, that's the shear to be chayav in peyo, according to Yeshua ben Maseiro. When Allah zayin zok the mishnah, Rabbi Kiva yimer karka kol shu chayav sepeyo. Rabbi Kiva is another shita, he argues on the previous mishnah, and he says, payos, you're obligated to pay even the smallest amount of land. And now the Mishnah is going to continue bringing other things that have this shear of a karka kosho. Ubi bikurim, you're also obligated in bikurim, the first fruit you have to bring to Beis Hamikdash, even the smallest amount of land, you're obligated in that. Velichto velea pruzvul is what we do in Shemitah, to the takana of Hillel, that a person who has a loan, in order for the Shemitah not to be Meshamet, in order for the loan not to be expiring Shemitah, you write a perusal that you're giving everything to Beis Din. So you need to write it on the karka. That was the takana of Chazal. And therefore, you need to have a karka, even karka koshu. You're able to buy, to purchase, to be koine, a movable item, which is metaltalin, with a karka. That's considered to be a kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means you're koine a movable with the land. Once you hold on to the land, you're koine the movable with it. It connects together, that's called agav. How much of a land you need in order to have kinyan agav on the land? Karka kosher, even the smallest amount. And you're able to do it, and then you do kinyan of a karka, which is kesef, money, shtar, document, or chazaka. Chazaka is you close the gate, for example, with that you're koine the land, and with that you're koine the movable as well, the metaltalin as well. So even a karka kosher, that's good enough, even the smallest amount of karka. We're only in Lamed Aleph on base. The Mishnah continues and says, HaKoisem Nechosov Shchimira, when a person writes, as he's in his deathbed, he writes his properties to others, and then he was able to heal, he came back to life, and he wants to change his mind, he wants to get back his properties. So the din is that Shir Karka Koshu Matantus Kayemet. Lo Shir Karka Koshu Ein Matantus Kayemet. If he gave everything he has, that shows the only reason he gave it, because he was sure he's going to die. So he gave everything he has. But as long as he left something to himself, that shows that in his mind he said, you know, maybe I'll heal, and so I'll at least have something left for myself. So I mean, that means he really meant to give the matan, and he can't change his mind. How much does he have to leave for himself for not to be able to change his mind once he heals? Karka kosher, even the minimum amount of karka already is enough to say, you left something for yourself, and maybe you can't change your mind. The Mishnah continues and says, Akoisim nechos of the bonov, someone writes all his properties to his children, he's bequeathing it to them. Because of the ishto karka kosher, when he gave his wife one land, of the ktuvoso. So she has no more tainus on the children to get her ksuva. Because what the husband is intending to do is telling her, your ksuva, you will be able to extract it from this land that I'm giving you. And even though the wife has the right to get from all karkos, but the fact that he gave her ownership, that means he made her chashuv, he was machshiver, and you say that probably she was moichel on her sheep, which was moichel on her right to take her ksuva from other lands. So Mishnah says, even karka kosher, even if he gave her the smallest amount of land and made her a partner amongst the children, she is moichel her ksuva. Says the Mishnah, if she accepted it upon herself, I will be shiloi kosov lo of the ksuva. So she doesn't have to literally write it. If she accepts the deal, he accepts the karka, so she's moichel on the right to extract the ksuva from other lands. Says the Gemara, kibla imer, karka kosher, that's a recording for the Mishnah. Avim b'shiram shimi melokish, boy, he asked the question. Hagar atzvichol, shayosham shibolis achas. According to Rabbi Kiva, that if you have the smallest amount of land, you're obligated to pay. What happens if you have only one stalk? At shaloi kotzar ain't kachiyuv. Mishi kotzar ain't kachiyuv. If you did not harvest, there's no obligation to pay. Pay is only when you start to harvest, as we learned in the beginning of the Masechta. If he harvested this one stalk, there's nothing left. So there's no pay. Rabbi Chananya b'shur ha-pinchos tipoter, he answers, there was one stalk, there's five shibolim coming out of it, 5 ears coming out of it. And that's what we're talking about, that he harvests one, so he has enough for payah. That's what you have to say, according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Amano boy, I want to ask the question. Why is he saying a land is obligated in payah? Akamo, when a person has stalks, even though he doesn't own the land, as we learned earlier, someone purchased all the stocks on the field, he's obligated to pay. So why are you saying that a karka kol shu chayav pay? She say kama kol shu chayav pay. Whatever a person owns on the land is chayav pay. So the more the reason is, it'll begin the tano bikurim tana karka. By bikurim, you must have a land. So that's, and by bikurim, that's why it says karka. So as we pay, it says the word karka. So the more tana ve'ari oyoin, we saw in the beginning of the sector, oyoin means re'iyas ponim and azara. So Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mishein lo karka potur min ha-re'oyin. Here's the big chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes it in the Bavli that someone does not own land is not obligated to go up to Yerushalayim to do mitzvahs re'iyas ponim. Ramana boi v'lamo linan oimri mishein lo karka potur min ha-vidui. So why don't we say, or basically his point, he's suggesting to say, that someone doesn't have a land, he should not say vidu meisers. He can't come when he brings meisers to Yerushalayim, he can't say the vidu. Why? Because it says there, dichtiv es ha-domo asher anasato olonu. Meaning a person is doing vidu, he says, thank you Hashem for the land that you gave me. So you have to own land. So why are we saying that this is also required? So well, you're right. Rabbi Yossi, Beraboyim, Bishay, Rabbi Yochanan really said, Omash, once again, he said exactly like this, Mishay lo karko, potu min avidui, so it doesn't have a land, is not obligated vidu. Maestro is dichtiv es ha-domo asher anasato olonu, the land that you gave us, so you must own a land. And the Gemara now goes back to the Riyah and explains. Someone doesn't have karka is potur for coming to Beis Hamikdash with Riyah. Because it says in the pasuk, there's a promise that anybody who goes to Aliyah Leregel, goes to Beis Hamikdash, nobody's going to come and take away your land when you go. So from the Mashmos of the pasuk, what do you see? That someone who has a land, the Torah tells him, don't worry to go to Beis Hamikdash, nobody's going to take away your land. So you infer from here that if he does not have a land, he doesn't have the mitzvah of Re'ayon to come with Re'asponim Lazara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Lamed Aleph.